Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to kick off in negative territory this morning. The futures are telling us the ASX 200 will be down by around 0.4%. And it's probably no consolation, but the Australian share market continues to outperform its Northern Hemisphere peers. And this can be seen in a variety of timeframes. It was certainly the case as far as last week is concerned. US and European markets ended up taking a decent step backwards in weekly terms. Friday session, it was a continuation of the narrative that we'd seen in previous days. Well, if you were to boil it down, it's really the fact that investors are worried that central banks are going to overcook things when it comes to rate hikes, when there's already plenty of evidence that there is moderating rates of activity. And we saw that on Friday, both in Europe and in the US. So in Europe, for example, retail sales in the UK were much weaker than what the market had anticipated, and that was a factor pushing the FTSE down by 1.3% over the course of the session, down by almost 2% in weekly terms. The French market was down by around 3.4% in weekly terms. The German DAX down by around 3.33% in weekly terms, having fallen by about 0.2% on Friday. So US markets, similarly, the economic news, measures of activity in the services and manufacturing sector showed that the rate of slowdown continued over the course of the month of December. Activity in the services sector went from 46.2 to 44.4. Manufacturing, 47.7 to 46.2. The new orders measure, some of the weakest that we have seen since the GFC. And if there's a positive, it's that the price pressures were moderating, but still, when you're seeing the arrow pointing down to this extent, that was certainly a factor that was weighing on sentiment. So over the course of the week, we actually saw long-term interest rates fall. So we had a 10-year Treasury note down by around 8 basis points in weekly terms. It was a little bit higher on Friday, but short-term interest rates continued to fall last week. So a 2-year Treasury note was down 7 basis points on Friday and down by about 15 basis points in weekly terms. So that tends to run against the narrative that we're hearing from central bankers. Importantly, we had the head of the New York Federal Reserve on Friday saying that the Fed's going to do whatever it can, and the head of the San Francisco Fed, Mary Daly, said that interest rates could remain higher for a longer period of time, which was unwelcome. She was speaking to the point about the possibility of rates being cut towards the end of next year. So essentially, if you trying to understand the narrative from central bankers, they have no choice but to talk a tough game when it comes to rates. Many central banks did not have a great pandemic. It's a fight for credibility now, and that's why they can't be anything but vigilant when it comes to at least the discussion around inflation. Even though we have seen encouraging moderations in the underlying rates of inflation, it's important to understand that those rates can remain elevated for an extended period of time. You might see it ratchet down, then it stays around that same area for a period of time. So it could take years to get back to this target rate that central bankers are talking quite optimistically about. So that is essentially the nub of the issue. The markets are worried that to get rates of inflation back to those levels that are within the bounds that central banks are comfortable with, they really have to do a lot more. And the rates of growth at the moment don't seem to be able to accommodate that. So regardless, as far as this week is concerned, we don't have much locally. We've got the minutes from the RBA's policy setting meeting most recently. That's not going to be much of a market mover. What will make a difference will be the PCE figures that we get on Friday out of the US. So personal consumption and expenditure, the measure of inflation tied to this is what the Fed looks at really carefully. So we'll probably see a fair bit of volatility between now and then. But what has happened over the course of the last couple of days, the Fed governors are pushing the US dollar higher with their talk, and that has made a bit of a casualty of the Aussie dollar, which is back to around 67 US cents.